Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Sandy Demetroff, CEO of Brand Rep, a full-service digital marketing agency focused exclusively on the SMB market. I've been in digital marketing for over 20 years and consider myself a serial entrepreneur. I absolutely love building businesses and teams and helping small business owners accelerate growth. Needless to say, we're in uncertain times and uncharted waters, and all businesses need some extra support to strategize about their online presence and digital marketing campaigns. In this segment, our team is going to provide guidance and share some innovative ideas about how to engage with prospects and customers as we begin to recover from COVID-19. More and more business will be done online as foot traffic may be limited. So we're going to talk about leveraging online channels, including SEO, paid search, and social media to gain a competitive advantage and thrive in this new normal. I hope you find this information to be helpful and valuable.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association.
All right, good afternoon. You are listening to WMRDB. It's podcast with a great company that we had the pleasure of working with, Brand Rep. So today's podcast is Pandemic E-Toolkit podcast with six ways to rebuild your small businesses. Okay, so here's the topic of the day. There's going to be six ways for your small businesses that are recovering from COVID-19 through digital marketing. As we certainly know that the economy has been on hold, this pandemic will move to the recovery stage. The economy will recover. Pent-up demand will be expressed, and there will be a surge of businesses in many sectors. Now, you can wait. Well, you can organize and capture the delayed demand now. Now, while sales have been slowed or maybe even stopped, but your online business presence should not. And so we have today online with us Charles, who's the sales manager for Brand Rep out of Irving, California. In the wake of this COVID-19 impact on the global economy, WMRDB Media has assembled an e-toolkit for online business resources to help you through this uncertain time. And then, as you heard Sandy, the CEO of the woman-led company, talk about lending those resources. So, Charles, I want to welcome you to the show. He's out in Irving, California, and also have my co-host on, Demonica Fly, in Minnesota. Guys, everything's cool, right? Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Karima. This is Charles Della Sala, the Director of Sales at Brand Rep, and I'm happy to be back here with you guys for round two today.
Absolutely. And Demonica, thank you also for joining us today.
Thank you for having me again today, and I thank you guys for coming on today. What a beautiful day.
Okay. If you're in Colorado or not, but it's okay. Wherever you said it was.
No,
okay.
I'm
so
in Minnesota.
Let's get into it.
Thank you, Minnesota. That's right.
So we've been talking about organizing for the recovery for a better marketing now, coupled with the capacity building strategies to only improve your chances to survive the pandemic. So indeed, to come out of this a little bit stronger than ever. You need to be ready to capture significant marketing share gains. So, Charles, let's jump into this thing here. We have a lot of things that are happening. So, but particularly, we want to talk about the pros and cons, traditional versus digital marketing goals, as certain as the economy, we're moving forward. First of all, tell us a little bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis with Brand Rep.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for asking, Karima. So on a day-to-day basis, I help build plans and strategies for small business owners that need help with their online marketing and their internet presence. So I'm responsible for all of the training of every single individual inside of Brand Rep that actually connects directly with the business owner one-on-one to provide them with consultations about how to help, you know, grow their business.
Okay. How long have you guys been around?
So Brand Rep's been around since 2009. We were established. So since 2009, Brand Rep has been helping small business owners achieve their online marketing presence and really their business goals. We've helped over 70,000 clients. Our coverage base spans all over North America, so the United States and Canada, to be precise. And we cover every single type of industry that's out there. So there's no small business that we cannot help. And also another great thing is Brand Rep has moved all the way up to the channel level partnership with Google, which is one of the highest levels of partnership that Google does offer. We've also partnered with some other amazing big name companies like LendingTree and just to name a few, companies that also help us provide more services to our clients.
Okay. All right. And I just want to give a shout out, even though he don't want to be on the radio and all that, I'm going to just do a quick shout out to Noah. He seems like he wants to just sit back and do all the business development and throw me and you out here on the fire, Charles. But we're going to do it. We're going to handle it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, let's so great about the introduction. The what, when, where, and how, and who has been taken. So we've done the house, we've done the cleaning, the house cleaning rooms. So let's get into the first question. Relaunching your business after 3 months, what are the steps during the recovery? What are some of the businesses that Brand Rep offers services to, the type of businesses? So you got digital marketing and all of that. So can you tell us about who are some of those prospects that you work with?
Sure. And let me piggyback off that last question, Karima, and just add in one more thing. I do want any listener out there to know that Brand Rep is a full-service digital marketing agency, meaning that there's nothing that we can't help you with. And that includes everything from, you know, building a website, putting you on the first page of Google, doing brand management, reputation management, and even social media. So there's a lot of different ways that we help small business owners grow their business every single day. And then to answer your question, for the pandemic, I mean, digital marketing for the pandemic, Karima, that means capitalizing on the best current opportunities while also preparing for the upcoming and the current recovery period. So, I mean, hey, I know everybody listening, you might be feeling that sales might be down right now and even reflecting cancellation or postponement of business. But let me tell you, demand is not gone. As business professionals, I mean, we're navigating the immediate risks that are posed by COVID-19 and the crisis, but we're doing it cautiously and intelligently. So we carry a responsibility to emerge with minimal damage to the business affairs that we're actually managing ourselves day to day. However, there's an equal chance, right, for us to identify, and those are the opportunities that we have at hand, and we need to capitalize on all of them. So Brand Rep, for example, we offer industry-specific digital marketing solutions, Karima. I mean, we have pages designed that just target, you know, beauty salons or barbers, or a nail salon, contractors, plumbers, doctors, handyman, cleaning companies. The list goes on. So, I mean, what I'm trying to say to you is, as long as you have the need to connect with customers, we can still customize a plan for any industry that'll be specific to your business.
That's awesome. That is awesome. I wanted to ask a question that's off of that. When you go to the brandrep.com, there is a page where all of those individual companies that you specified a moment ago, they can literally click on that from the blog. And if you're an accountant or a handyman or a cleaning contractor or a financial advisor, there is a resource free for them to right now. If those listeners right now wanted to click on those links from the blog that you have out there on our website, the podcast link for e-podcasting, every one of those industries, you are able to give them right now today some type of advice about what you need to do in any one of those particular. So this is not just talk right now. This is that these resources are made free and available right now if they go to the Brand Rep website, correct?
That's exactly right, Karima. They're all there waiting for you guys. They're hyper-focused, industry-specific. So, you know, whatever it is that you do out there, like Karima said, visit the blog, click that link. It takes it 1 minute, super easy. Can do it right from your cell phone or when you get home tonight on the computer if you'd like. And go in there, sort through, find your type of business, and feel free to read because we've set that all up for you guys.
And this is absolutely free. I want to jump into something that is so important. And I mentioned the financial advisory. You all have a relationship as a small business resource with LendingTree. I saw that you guys
absolutely
are looking at opportunities for them, for business owners that are, might be stuck right now with LendingTree.
Yes, Karima, that's right. We can help small business owners that are in need of extra capital get approved for low-interest small business loans that can even go turn around and help them fund their advertising to drive in more clientele, or they can just take that money and use it for their day-to-day operations. So we can definitely help there as well. BrandRep is a massive resource for anybody that owns a small business.
Okay. So now let's get into the next question. Coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, you may have to spend money before you can make money. What type of introductory offers do BrandRep have for building a fresh buzz about that person's small business?
Yeah, so as some of you may already know, a complete, and I mean complete, digital marketing package that would aggressively reach your customers, that would generally cost a business owner in excess of, let's say, $500 a month or more. So we here at BrandRep, we know this, and we obviously understand that that's not doable for every business, especially consider the current economic conditions. So our contribution to you is that we can put in our efforts and manpower to sacrifice some of our profits to give small business owners like you guys the tools you need to be successful during this time at up to 50% off of our retail costs. So we definitely have a ton of resources available, and we definitely have very, you know, cost-effective plans for small businesses that just need, like, a starter package. You know what I mean?
Okay. So a couple $100, if a person can pull together a couple $100 to get started, just to get them out the door, they could actually make it. This has been critiqued, everybody, for small businesses that are stuck, and I love the fact that the package that you guys do are like a premium. You got a directory, you got a brand alert, you got client portal, and you give them a web landing page. And that's something you guys can get into, as you might want to call and talk to Charles directly.
What's that?
Charles, tell everybody how to get in contact with you real quick. They just want to give you a shout out real quick. Just, I don't know, in the middle of the broadcast.
Oh,
how can people call you?
Yeah, you can call us here at Brand Rep. Don't hesitate to pick up the phone even right now. You guys, you can dial 888-704-3390. Again, that's going to be 888, so you got 888-704-3390, so 3390. Make sure that if you do call, you ask for Charles Della Sala. That way, I can make sure that we assure you get what we promised with the 50% off. So feel free to pick up the line and dial at any time, guys. We're here to help you, and we do offer that free consultation.
Okay. And listen, so let's talk about this digital marketing. What are the digital marketing strategies for coronavirus pandemic survival? There was a lot of things that Noah sent me. Want to get into that a little bit, because some of it I learned so much the last podcast before the line could drop. I was in there immediately making, and DeMonica and I have been on just crack cocaine, because she and I have both been just making changes. I said, DeMonica,
no,
we got to do this here. Yeah, mm-hmm. we went in and we actually did a lot of stuff just from that one conversation, you know, over the podcast. You know, DeMonica got a new page up that Noor just lit her eyes up, and it's called therealdfly.com. You know, because he told her. In that conversation, DeMonica, what did he tell you? You told me to get that done.
Well, basically because I have, you know, there's so many trades, to make sure that the page is geared to, you know, I have different pages that's geared to what you do. So not like one site where you may say you're a singer, but also you do construction and you do multiple things. That's not good to have it all on one page. So, hurried up and had the site that's geared to, you know, me singing and being able to do commercials. So, yeah, we got on that right away. And so I'll be doing my own.
And that is amazing that you did that so quick. I love people that take action. I'm all about action. So the fact that you did that like that day, that's awesome. I love that.
Let's get into this digital marketing. There's about six things that we can talk about. Could you share with our listeners about what those look like?
Absolutely. Thanks for the question there, Karima. So, yeah, let's talk about digital marketing. I'll give you a few things. So six to be exact. So number one, guys, customers can see things that you post on the internet for as long as they want to view it, right? So if you add something to your website, or if you're just now creating one, if you post something on Facebook, Instagram, social media, what have you, it's always there for your customer's reference, right? So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, it's not just showing up randomly. It's because an interested party did an actual search, right? So, you know, if I need a construction company, I type in, you know, remodelers near me, and I find, you know, the best company nearby. Number three, it can be informative enough to actually allow that customer to make a buying decision right there. So that's a huge advantage of digital marketing. That's number three. Number four, it gives you an extended interaction with a customer, and it can do that through forms and buttons, which moves the sales process along. And it also allows continued interaction with the customer. So whether you have a form on your website that's capturing their email, whether you have a click-to-call button directly on your Facebook page, or if you're using the chat feature on Instagram, you know, the DM, or the Facebook Messenger app, right? You can communicate with your customers right there instantly. So number four, that's definitely a big one. Number five is the cost. I mean, it only costs about $50 for every 2,000 pairs of eyes that you need to get onto your page from the internet. And, I mean, you can't beat that. And number six, go ahead.
No, I said, no, you can't beat that. That's a haircut in Atlanta.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you right now.
That's a haircut in Atlanta, seriously. That's
same here. I think I paid $50 without tip last week here in California. So I get it.
Okay, so that's a haircut. Yeah, that's
and I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, you were talking about rough ballpark of a couple hundred dollars in a month. Let's break that down to a day. That's about $6 a day. I mean, the average American spends that on their Starbucks coffee every morning. You know what I mean?
Right.
So we can make this affordable. Not to go off track, but I just want to kind of change the way that, you guys are thinking about it. And number six, it can specifically target prospects that are already interested in you through the Google search or your social media profile. So, with keyword searches, you have somebody that's looking right now to hire somebody like you yourself for the service that you provide. So by making yourself available and, essentially putting yourself directly into their front pocket, let's just say you're dropping your business card into someone's front pocket, because everybody's walking around with a smartphone, you can now make yourself available to your local customers and potentially to make a sale that same day. So those are the six big advantages for our digital marketing, Karima.
I'm just gonna say this. What you said to me just kinda get me I'm just gonna say this. Didn't you say that you were a channel partner with Google?
Yes.
Oh God, that's huge. What does that look like?
Yeah.
That fact that you have.
Well, what that looks
that
like
kind
is Google actually has to hand select you to become part of their channel partnership program. There's a lot of companies out there that just have, maybe a general standard Google partnership. But to be allowed in and hand selected by Google into their channel level is a huge honor. Because they do a full analysis of the business and the company, right? Are you taking care of your clients? Uh-huh. Are you serving a lot of clients? Are you doing the right thing? Are your packages effective, right? Things like that. Then we actually now, as a channel partner, have access to a team directly inside the Google office. Whereas a general partner would be allowed to just kind of resell their products or services, we actually have access to a team inside the Google headquarters that works directly with upper management to help us build the most effective plans possible and to, maintain running a successful company as we are.
I don't know if the tear came out of your eye first or mine, Demonica, but let me tell you, I didn't even know they had real people at Google.
I do know that, but they are very picky on who, they select. So that is definitely amazing.
Yeah, they're not
and
the
that
type
means
of company
anybody
that you can just pick up the phone and call.
Not right.
But
I've been trying to get associated with them for a minute.
Anybody that's
well, you better settle in for the ride.
Yeah.
Anybody that is associated with you all have that access. That's one of the caviars of being able to be a part of Brand Rap. That you have somebody that is that has a relationship. Because I'm going to go off key. Relationships are what businesses now are going to have to depend on outside of the digital market as we go into the other part. So I'm gonna leave that there. I just want to just plug that to you guys. So let's talk about what's happened, Charles, to our media consumption during the pandemic recovery. What's happening with that? What are you all looking at?
I mean, basically, it's skyrocketed. I'll tell you, we're consuming more news in today's current environment. we're spending more time reading email and messaging each other as we've all been stuck at home and kind of forced with no other outlet. So definitely, Karima, the big winner of social media. I mean, with an increase of 36% in time spent across all social platforms, there's been a monumental impact on consumer behavior. And we've witnessed the surge in demand for food and household items. I mean, just take a look at the Amazon stock for those of you that, you know, watch the news or follow the stock market. People have become so dependent upon their mobile devices for, you know, whether it's food or grocery. Even regular stores are offering those type of delivery services now. I mean, some of you guys out there may even own a small business that does that, right? I don't know. But as marketers, you got to ask yourself, are we processing this statistic? I mean, this is the best time for your brand to be on social media with content that has the context and the tone that is appropriate for your audience. Last time I talked about empathy and understanding and, you know, aligning with your customer, which again goes back to what you just said, Karima, on the relationship. That is very, very important. So with that being said, this is also the best time for your brand to display its brand values, whether that's your integrity, your empathy, your trustworthiness. And you want to do this on your best social channels. So wherever you guys are getting the most feedback from your consumers, you know, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you really want to go after and show your values right now, because this is an amazing opportunity. It's a great time.
It is. I did something with DeMonica a couple weeks ago, and I feel like I learned this from someplace else when I was doing some training, that you have people who are influencers. So your actual page, your social platform, could be an influencer that is the best part of the social channels that you have. Because you have those three things, you have integrity, you have empathy, then you have trustworthiness, you can be an influencer in this consumer behavior impact. As I was, you know, like DeMonica, for instance, anytime DeMonica does anything, I guarantee you there's over 1,000 people that just pop in, no matter what she does. I've never seen anything like it. They're like, boom, they just automatically just horn in on whatever's going on in her life. And so I just wanted to kind of give that kind of, because she is a recording artist, a producer. You know, she goes back several decades, a couple of decades. I'm not trying to tell you.
Okay, don't go back too many now.
But I just but you have roles, you know, you have relationships with some of the greatest artists on the planet. When you do your shows, you've had Cynthia on, who was just in Australia last year doing a 114 band orchestra in Australia. You know, you deal with the Grammy artists. You had Monique on the show. You had all these different influencers that's on the show for our radio platform, and that kind of attracts those type of individuals and everything. I'm just kind of adding on to the fact that, you know, people are looking for people that have integrity. And so that's what kind of Charles was just saying, just things that you do. And I just want to echo on one last thing. And I'm just going to embarrass myself. Listen, I actually downloaded the Kroger's app, right? And I wanted to go shopping online and use my card, the app for Kroger's, our grocery store here.
Oh, gotcha.
And do you know that they know my entire shopping list? I was embarrassed. They had the Dove chocolate. They had the Intimate Donuts on there. And, I mean, it was already listed. And I didn't really have to do anything but click, click. And I felt embarrassed because I was going to get two packs of donuts, but I only checked one. But again, you know, Kroger's, like you said, Kroger's and grocery stores are on high demand. And that is what you guys, as brand rep, as marketers, as you stated, those are the statistics that you are looking at to see what those patterns are in order to determine what the consumer behaviors are. You know, I'm just kind of breaking that down into layman's term for somebody like myself that is just, you know, at home and, you know, shop online a little bit. And I just stopped because I was embarrassed, because when we went to talking about all this candy I bought, I was like, nah, that is the wrong person. So I just I deleted my account.
Yeah, hey, and I'll say this. I mean, I'll give everyone one more free tip here.
Okay.
You know, based on what you said for influencers, I mean, if you have or you know of a big-time influencer in your same industry, let's say in Instagram, right? What you should be doing is you should be living on their page, looking at what they're doing, how they got 5 million followers, right? And looking at what kind of posts they're doing. I mean, I get it. Not everybody has the time and effort and energy to recreate or reimagine what they're doing, which is where BrandRep can definitely come into play to help you guys. But, I mean, if you just kind of want an idea, like, what are the successful people doing? I'm lost. You find someone out there that does something like you do and is doing it very well, and that will give you an idea of how to do it yourself or what you need to do in the future, and maybe you need support from someone like us, maybe you don't, you know. But that's just a free tip that I give to anyone listening out there right now, something you could do today, and it's easy. Yeah.
Yeah, that I have been following this one guy, as a matter of fact, since he said that. Because, you know, Instagram, I'm still kind of old school. I'm really good with Facebook, and then you got Facebook, you know. Instagram is a little bit harder to me. It's not as user-friendly as Facebook is. So I'm learning more about that. Now, I have a question, though. So how important is it to focus on customer retention during the pandemic recovery?
That is paramount. I mean, I can't stress to you how important that is. I mean, your customers, first of all, they made an investment in you, right? So this is a time to develop communication strategies and marketing programs to maintain, build, and grow these customer relationships that you already have built. You've worked so hard to get there. So the first step, I'd say, is revisiting how you're communicating with them. Pushing sales will risk your brand appearing tone deaf in the light of the pandemic. So you should definitely go in and revise your current campaigns that you're using for marketing and advertising. Yeah. And you want to do that by implementing a significant amount of revision that reassure your customers while, again, communicating empathy, right? That same word, empathy, understanding. And always focus on building trust in your brand. That's what you need to do.
Okay. Well, trust is the main thing. You definitely have to have trust in your brand and trust in relationships, yeah.
For sure. Trust
now,
is critical.
Yes, it is. And what are the traditional marketing strategies that BrandRep recommends for the coronavirus pandemic survival?
All right. So traditional marketing, another really good question. So let me teach you all or talk to you a little bit about traditional marketing. So as we all know, traditional marketing, right? That consists of what? Newspapers, magazines, flyers, mailers, television, radio, you know, even signage, things like that, right? So these mediums have some very common characteristics, right? So number one, they're oftentimes seen for a short time, like a 30-second commercial on TV, or maybe you're driving down the freeway and you drive by a billboard, right? Number two, they're going to be seen more randomly. So, like, let's say you're passing out flyers or you're doing an ad on the radio or something like that. It's going to be random, so who sees it? Number three, it's usually focused around a short sales pitch, right? So it's usually something like a promotional discount, something like that. Number four, there's almost zero interaction with the customer. Usually it's just something like a phone number to call, right? So it's like, you know, right now, you know, I'm giving you valuable information, but if you don't actually call the number to connect with us, you know, it's going to be completely on you to how you, you know, move forward with your next step. So the digital marketing on the flip side, right, it creates that connection a little bit more. But back to traditional. Number five, it can usually be a little bit more costly for business owners. So it's generally going to cost you about $250 to reach 2,000 pairs of eyes. That's five times more expensive than the digital marketing would be for the small business. And, you know, that's just generally speaking, right? And then number six, most critical, is it's a shotgun approach, traditional marketing. So, for example, like maybe you own a jewelry shop, you sell high-end jewelry, you're located in a city with a population of 100,000 people, but only 5% of the population can actually afford you, right? And they're actually willing to buy your product. So if you go traditional, right, let's say billboards or something like that, you're still going to have to pay for the marketing to reach all 100,000 people, since you don't know who are the buyers and who are not the buyers, right? So with those characteristics, it's very hard to measure an ROI, ROI meaning return on investment, and there's very little to determine if the money you're spending actually produced your business any results. So, you know, still, I want to say this. Traditional marketing does have its benefits if it's done with the proper budget and the right strategy, okay? So, you know, while business owners are either closed or striving to bring in whatever sales they can right now, this is also, you know, the time to look inward, right? So you really, really want to make sure that we're looking inward. So, you know, you want to prepare and organize for the recovery with better marketing right now. And you want to couple that with, you know, the capacity to have, you know, build strategies to not only improve your chances to survive during the pandemic, because we all know this is a tough time right now. And you want to indeed come out of this pandemic stronger than ever. So you need to be ready to capture a significant marketing share gain. And like, as you guys can all see, there are many factors to consider. I mean, it can be quite overwhelming for a time-strapped business owner to manage all this. And that's since, I mean, most business owners, they don't have the time to even consider all the factors. And a good number of business owners, they never even take that very first step. So, you know, at Brand Rep, we understand this. You know, the hardest part is taking the first step. So what I'm saying today is, you know, let us do that for you if you need the help. And if you want more information or you want a free, like I said, like Karima said, free consultation, you know, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. Again, you can call us at 888-704-3390. Again, 888-704-3390. Or you can visit us on the blog, on the Atlanta Mix Radio website. You can go to brandrep.com. Make sure when you call, you ask for me, Charles Delasala, so that I can assure you guys, you know, you get what we promised with that 50% off. And also make sure you guys get that royal treatment, you know. Karima,
all I can tell you is that I don't think what people realize is that where we are right now, as we are organizing for the recovery and building these strategic patterns, these relationships like we have done, it is very important. But I'm gonna ask one quick question. Can we get about five more minutes of your time, Charles, and just for a quick commercial, and we'll be right back?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay.
As you may already know, the internet's become an incredible resource for those who know how to take advantage of it. It can be a powerful tool that helps you to connect with customers, generate new business leads, and brand your products and services. Did you know that 85% of consumers search online for the same products and services that your business provides? In fact, over 1 billion searches are happening on online search sites and local directories every day. And this number is growing by over 50% every year. That's why it's important for your company to be visible when they decide what to buy. Our commitment at Brand Rep is to help you reach that point, to help you be seen at the right time and at the right place to maximize your online presence and potential. It's no longer enough to simply build a website for your business and hope that new customers will come to visit. You'll need a campaign specifically designed to maximize your visibility. With that in mind, internet marketing isn't something you just do once and then toss aside. A successful online campaign is an ongoing process, more of a journey than a destination. At Brand Rep, we understand that as a business owner, you may not have the time to wage such a labor-intensive marketing campaign. After all, you've got a business to run. That's why we've designed several products that can encompass any level of marketing you desire, as well as a team of experts in place to do it for you. We'll work with you every step along the way to give you an unbeatable presence by promoting your business across our vast network of sites, reaching over 92% of online searches, including Google, Yahoo, Bing, plus all major local search directories. Our client dashboard interface is your key to success. We understand that communication is central to any business endeavor, and that's why we've created an easy-to-use client dashboard interface in which all of your business marketing results are centrally located. From here, you can check on your online progress and stats. You'll have access to the same information as us, empowering you with full knowledge about the work we've accomplished to date and how your business is growing. Once you're logged in to our secured client area, you'll see the following. Company profile. You can confirm and change your business profile. SEO website. The architecture of your new organic site is designed with the latest search engine optimization strategies. Now you can easily upload galleries, control payment options, and add customer reviews. Keyword ranking. As your page rankings advance, Brand Rep gathers and displays the results. You can see number of keywords in top 10 results of Google, Yahoo, and Bing, as well as current keyword rank. Local directory listings. Brand Rep will inform you of the local directories in which your site is placed and will allow you to review the listing as the links go live. You can see the list of directories as well as number of reviews and average rating. Brand alerts. Brand Rep will comb through the vastness of the internet to find your business anytime it's mentioned, even in the most obscure places. As a business owner, it's no longer a should, but rather a must to develop a strong online presence. By choosing Brand Rep, you're making the decision to partner with a proud, authorized, and certified Google partner with over a decade of combined search engine optimization and search engine marketing experience. Having won multiple performance-based awards from Google, we've been acknowledged as one of the top online marketing companies in the industry. Our industry experts are devoted to making sure that your business has the online presence it needs in order to grow and thrive. Stop missing out on new business today by calling Brand Rep at 800-405-7119.
All right, you guys, welcome back to the E2Kit Resource Podcast with Charles. You know I don't say your last name, Charles, because I don't know how to say it.
Della Sala.
Mr. Charles Della Sala.
There you go.
He's the Monica Ply. And myself, Karima, and we have Noah, who has been on the line with us. We want to thank him for bringing this possible for our listeners and for individuals that we'll be working with throughout the country. This is so much needed, Charles. And we want to thank Sandy, the CEO of the woman-led company, there in California. It is so important that the part of this recovery stage starts from a community presence. It is so commendable for brand reps, corporate social responsibility, to hear this type of plea, to hear this call, and to come in and decide that not only are you giving 50% discount on different services, but you're also giving of yourself. You could be someplace else, Charles. Noah could be someplace else. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And I want to thank you all. I didn't even know this. I went to the page. They had changed the page again, y'all. they went in and changed the page on our website again. It's gorgeous. I don't know what to say. I didn't even, when I clicked on it, I looked again. I had to figure out who page is that. I said, oh, that's us. So they've been working with us, you know, just giving us a facelift. And we just appreciate it, Charles. Charles, it's been a beautiful opportunity for you all to just do so much and have been doing this since 2009. It's just an awesome opportunity to bring our communities together, to mend things that have been just torn apart in this unprecedented time. And I definitely want to thank Sandy again, the CEO, and you guys so much. As we close out of the show, I wanted to just kind of get a wrap up about, again, how can people get it? You know, that young lady that did that commercial, you get so excited listening to her. You can tell she's one of the young millennials. She's just so excited. And I'm like, what do I do? So it's a great commercial that we heard about all the services. And I didn't realize that you guys do Bing and Yahoo and all those different other search engines that we just kind of look at. You know, Bing, but I never paid it no attention. But, you know, but I understand it a little bit better. And I didn't think Yahoo was still around until I saw it on the Bing. So you guys are touching so many. I'm serious. You guys are touching so many.
Now that I
heard
you, Yahoo and Bing.
so to wrap up the last six things, just real quickly, we went through, Charles, just real, just a recap on all this, what we just all learned in the last few minutes here.
Mm-hmm. So you wrap it up? Is that what you're asking me to do? I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
I couldn't hear you. Oh, yeah. So like I was saying at the end there, you know, there are a lot of things to consider for all you ladies that are listening here. You know, I know, like I said right before the commercial, it can be really, really overwhelming. And I know as a business owner, the most valuable thing on planet Earth is time. Some of you guys out there have, you know, families at home. Some of you have kids running around. You're running a business, right? You're just juggling 100 things at once. So if you're thinking, man, like, I need that, but I don't know if I have the time to do that, again, don't hesitate to give us a call for that free consultation. I'll say this. The majority of our packages include everything that you need to be successful, from the Google, the Yahoo, the Bing, the Yelp, your branding, your and even a website, a full-blown one if you don't already have one. Or maybe you just want a better one. Maybe you're like, hey, it's time, right? So, again, I just want to say thank you so much for listening. I hope everybody learned a lot about the difference between, you know, traditional marketing and how valuable digital marketing has become now in today's world, right? 2020.
Yeah.
And I want you to know, again, we at BrandRep, we definitely understand that. We get it. And so if you need any help at all, I'll repeat. Should I repeat my contact info one more time for them? Karima?
Yes,
you think?
Please.
Okay. So, guys, ladies, don't hesitate to pick up the phone. You can call us at 888-704-3390. Again, 888-704-3390. You can visit AtlantaMixRadio.com and go to the e-toolkit, the podcast there, and you guys can listen to this As many times as you want, you can stop it, start it, take notes. You can visit us at www.brandrep.com. And again, like I said earlier, just make sure when you call, you ask for Charles Della Sala so that I can assure you what we promised you with that 50% off, in some cases even more. Hey, and I'll make sure you all get the royal treatment and that you're very well taken care of.
Well, we appreciate you so much, Charles. And the other gentleman, is that Nick that's on the line too as well? Did I hear Nick?
Noah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Noah, for sitting in, listening to the show. We really appreciate you. I mean, it's been very informative. As soon as we hang up from this call today, Kareem and I, we're going to be back at it again, up all night, trying to figure out some more things. We want to thank Brand Rep. That's right, listening. Go to www.brandrep.com. Give Charles a call. Free consultation at area code 888-704-3390. We'd like to thank you all for tuning in to WAMRDV, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel. And thank you so much, Charles, with Brand Rep, you and Noah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Sandy Demetroff, CEO of Brand Rep, a full-service digital marketing agency focused exclusively on the SMB market. I've been in digital marketing for over 20 years and consider myself a serial entrepreneur. I absolutely love building businesses and teams and helping small business owners accelerate growth. Needless to say, we're in uncertain times and uncharted waters, and all businesses need some extra support to strategize about their online presence and digital marketing campaigns. In this segment, our team is going to provide guidance and share some innovative ideas about how to engage with prospects and customers as we begin to recover from COVID-19. More and more business will be done online as foot traffic may be limited. So we're going to talk about leveraging online channels, including SEO, paid search, and social media to gain a competitive advantage and thrive in this new normal. I hope you find this information to be helpful and valuable.